That's because of faith, and they will lose their ego, and they become, I mean, Jews. And let's forget about the story of the bad guys. What is the next sentence? Threw them away, right? How about that? This is not logic. Logically, when the argument comes to here, suddenly we say, let's forget about those stone stuff. Let's throw them away. This is not the way we think. Listen carefully to the continuum, yes?
The good immature grapes which are capable are at last won in heart by the breath of the masters of heart. They push on rapidly to grapehood, so that duality and hatred and strife depart. Then in grapehood, they rend their skins till they become one. Unity is the attribute of him. A friend becomes a foe because he is still two. Is anyone in the quarrel with himself?
You see, this is our point. Those little stuff that you talk, those are part of us. First of all, they could change, because when you're looking at a person, what are you looking at? Honestly, when you're looking at a person, you're looking at this moment of life. Means what? What we are expecting the human being to flip, to mature, to grow like that. So, whoever you're looking at a face, if he is the worst person, he could change in 2 minutes. Then what? We believe in that. We know that somebody could fall in love. This is how it is. We call it fall in love. Because you don't walk in love. You just fall in it. And it could happen. So, the only person that you could definitely talk about is a dead person, a cadaver. Yes, that's the time that, okay, the book is closed. Now you could judge what was it all about. Before that, you don't know, because they change. Because we know love is magical and does the magic. That is the point here. If it was not like that, remember, everybody is not in love. We know that. But when you talk about love, see, everybody has to say, yes. There is something down there waiting for it. We salute the love because it will do all the magics. Yes.
Blessings on the universal love of the Master gave oneness to hundreds of thousands of motes.
Because for us, love means attraction, remember? There was all these attractions we see in the universe. We call it love. Because there is something that bringing this piece and this piece together to make the new stuff. This is what we call love. The essence of the universal unity. Something like that. Yes.
As dust scattered on the thoroughfare, the hand of the potter made them one jug. For the oneness of bodies of water and clay is imperfect. The soul is not like this. If I should here utter similarities in comparisons, I fear it might disorder the understanding.
Why? Because he knows the capability of intelligence to make up the stories. He started to talk about what? So, okay. Let me tell you this. First of all, it's like these pot makers. All this dust will be gathered, will be a vase. Because the unity of the water and the clay somehow will make some magical stuff. If I want to go further, you will be confused. Because I will try to explain creating, and you will see making. Mm-hmm. because with the example I brought you, it's making something. It's not creating. So you will be confused. Why? Because for you, there is that little moment of opportunity. That's what intelligence is looking. But for us, it's not like that. We believe differently in time, yes?
Even now, there exists Solomon, but we are blinded by exulting in far-sightedness. Far-sightedness keeps a man blind, just as one sleeping in a house is blind to the house.
What is this far-sightedness?
That you can look into the future?
Only looking for the future, only doing something for a fruit tomorrow, and forgetting one simple word, hal. Remember that magical word which means feeling, passion, and now. Because feeling is not in the past. Feeling could not happen tomorrow. Feeling is now. That's what the fire of passion is. That's why we come back to now. Remember, he said, listen, you friends, to our story, because that way you will find what hal is, to feel good. Because now, when we talk about the Solomon, whenever I say Solomon, what do you think about? You go back historically somewhere. I'm talking about a healthy, simple, life conscious, who surrenders to love. This to me is Solomon, because this is what that label means. To me, that story is a story. I don't look at it as historic stuff. And the name to me, I know that name is especially made in this story. And I stick to that one. So to me, Solomon now exists. For me personally, I was so fortunate to touch the hand of lots of them. Yes. So everything is now, is here. But my intelligence is worried about the future. Ah, that one day, there is this habit of the people that they hide something for that day, miserable day of, whatchamacallit?
Rainy day.
And they pass all rainy days without that umbrella. And when they die, the remaining umbrella goes to Salvation Army. Future. What is in the future? Everything is now. So, being present, getting rid of that worry of the future, having faith that, okay, I'm here, first of all, everything is not my enemy. If it was, I was dead. Everything is organized to try to keep me, even that lady. So, yes.
We are much addicted to subtle discussions. We are exceedingly fond of solving problems. And to the end that we may tie knots and undo them, making many rules for the difficulty.
This is why we talk differently. Because normal culture now around the globe is what? We educate our children to be like this. First of all, we try them to be addicted to precision and correctness. That's what that is here is, in the saying something properly and correctly. And we love to open the knots. Remember, knot in Arabic language is apple, intelligence itself. And Rumi knows that, okay? Then, we are so in love with that we love to open the nuts and tie them again, because we believe this is a game of being clever in here. To be able to communicate, to converse, to talk about whatever, no matter what it is. Who am I talking about? All our politicians, what are they doing? They could talk about no matter what, no matter how. Because we could learn this, all of us were doing it. They are a little bit more professional, but we all do it. Because we fall in love with the trick of the language and the trick of discovering something and making puzzles. This is what the intelligent game is. Now he's talking about that knot, because that knot is the main problem in the name that he's playing for you. And all those knots which should be removed for that instrument to have the music and all that. Yes?
Like a bird which should undo the fastenings of a snare and tie at times in order that it might become perfect in skill.
A weaver bird is weaving these weeds together. You say, imagine that stupid bird, after weaving it, opening it up to say, I'm so master I could even open it up. This is what we do. Because, yeah, it looks silly whenever I talk about it, I think twice. Last night I thought, because again I talked about this, about these philosophers and these, I don't know, sheikh fellows we're talking about. Philosophers, they prove what they are talking about. Do they? Really, no, because more than that, they prove the last fellow wrong. They prove that the last philosopher was not very good, so they bring in a new one. So if you look at them properly, they're all wrong, proved by the next one. They're silly, 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 but we believe in philosophy 100%. Here, these guys, they always talk the same. They never change the word. They talk about one subject, and they feel the same. But we don't believe in them, because this is the game we learn. To challenge, to create problems, to solve problems and all that. And sometimes we miss the joy of life. We spend a lot thinking about it, not living it. Yes?
It is deprived of the open country and meadowland. Its life is spent in dealing with knots. And even the snare is no wise subdued by it, but its wings are always getting broken. Do not struggle with knots, lest your wings and feathers be snapped asunder, one by one, through this vain display on your part.
You see, he explained, this bird, the silly one, we know bird is thinking this thought, which to prove that I'm good at it, I could even untie it and blah, blah. Like a lot of people, normally you will find them when they join the political parties. When they are the speaker of the party, they don't talk about what they think and they feel. They have to be a speaker of a group, and they just learn to move with this and play with the words and that kind of game. He says, listen. Do not keep busy with these ties, because you will lose some other stuff. Put lesser time in tying and untying the difficult philosophic problems. Attend to your inside. Yes?
Myriads of birds have had their wings broken and have not stopped that Clematis ambuscade. Read in the Quran their state, O covetous one. They explored in them. Mark, was there any refuge? The difficulty over Angur and Inab was not solved by the contest between the Turk, the Greek, and the Arab, until the spiritual Solomon, skilled in tongues, shall intervene.